Have you spoken with your parents about their finances and how much they have saved for long-term care? If not, you should. If you don't, you may get stuck as a family member for some of the financial burdens on top of those you will already have as a caregiver. We're going to discuss this topic on day two of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging parent.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. Welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. Thank you for listening. This show was sponsored by Comfort Care, a national home care provider that will help you live your best life possible. Day two of the 30-day preparation plan is the next step in preparing a plan to become a caregiver. Keep in mind, as we go through this process, our primary goal for family caregiving, regardless of the circumstances you face, is to provide a loved one with a comfortable, caring environment in which to grow old. On day one, we talked about how the first step is all about you, Y-O-U. Y is for your well-being, O is for overall financial situation, yours and your parents, and the letter U, that's for understanding your parents' needs. Today we discuss O, overall financial situation, which is not an easy subject to broach with a parent or an aging adult. You're probably wondering, why are you in the picture when it comes to your parents' financial matters? I'm sure you're thinking this is very uncomfortable. Your parents know how to manage their money, and they would never come to you and ask you for anything. Well, it's not that simple. Let me share with you some findings. AARP in 2008 has found that someone who is caring for a loved one and lives nearby can have annual expenses of around $4,500 as it relates to care. Caregivers who live with that person that they're caring for can have expenses up to close to $6,000 on an annual basis. Long-distance kids who are caregivers, you have the highest annual expenses, around $8,700. You have to be prepared for these expenses because many times, especially after sudden falls or sudden illnesses, you're faced with costs that you weren't planning to have. When my father had a stroke and then later fell in his home and broke his back, I had to leave a vacation in Europe early, which was an additional expense. I went to Charlotte, North Carolina twice and spent a week each time. I was away from my business, which was a loss of marketing time and potential revenue. I flew to North Carolina twice. I mean, these were all costs that I was not expecting, at least at this point in time. The issue is not that I wouldn't drop everything and care for my father. I did that, along with my brother and my sister. The issue is actually realizing after the dust settles that I had not properly planned for emergency expenses as it pertains to my parents. So, those are caregiver costs. What do you think it costs your mom or dad for care? According to Genworth, a long-term care insurance company who collects this data, here's what it costs for the various options of long-term care across the U.S. in 2017 on a monthly basis. Keep in mind, these are just medians. The ranges can vary significantly according to where you may live, which, by the way, you can go onto their website, which I have in my show notes, and check out your own geographical area where your parents live to see what the costs may be. So home care, that's bringing a home health aide to your home and helping you live at home, can run around $4,000 a month or $48,500 a year. And now if you broke that out into hours, and let's say you're paying $23 an hour, that comes out to about 6 hours a day, which in most cases would be plenty. But keep in mind, as your parent ages and other issues occur, you might need to add more hours in order for them to remain at home, which will cost a lot more money. Adult day health care, $1,500 a month. assisted living, $3,750 a month or $45,000 a year. And that's just with the basics. If you need some additional things like medication reminders, that will tackle on more costs. Nursing homes, the most expensive. For a semi-private room, $7,100 a month or $86,000 a year. A private nursing home, $8,121 a month or $97,000 a year. Now, let's say your parents want to stay home, don't need the home care yet. There are still expenses, especially if they have an older home. A lot of renovations are being done, and the ones that I see that can cost quite a bit of money are renovating a bathroom so that it's easier to get in, higher toilets, showers instead of tubs, grab bars. Sometimes if you have someone with a wheelchair, you need to put ramps in the home, electric beds, electric chairs, etc., etc. These, again, are costs that you weren't really thinking about or planning on a few years before you had to do them. The other reason why you as a caregiver are in the picture is because the more sound you are financially, the more cool you are with money matters, the more fiscal responsible you are, and the more resourceful you are, the better position you'll be to help others. Whether it's a knack for creating and managing budgets, working for a good employer with great benefits, or the ability to look at big pictures and strategically plan for the future, your ability to be resourceful with finances for yourself and for your family will come in handy when critical decisions need to be made. The worst thing that can happen is that your parents unintentionally leave loose ends and debt for their children and caregivers to deal with, and there isn't enough money to go around. Yeah, of course there is Medicaid, and that's always a good last option, but even with Medicaid, you need to plan accordingly, and if it's handled poorly, family members can still be stuck with some unexpected costs. The tricky part to this, of course, is sticking your nose in your parents' business. Not, again, a very comfortable or easy thing to do. Now, if your parents cannot participate in their own financial planning, whether it's because of cognition issues or other issues, then that's a different story. You as a caregiver must step in. The only thing is, if you have siblings, make sure you've discussed this with your siblings in advance. You've had some good family meetings and that everybody understands what their roles are. I have seen a few good family fights right in front of me, and they weren't even my own family. In family meetings, it's a good time to identify who can do what in the future. For example, somebody could run the checkbook, somebody can manage all the investments, and somebody can manage the home and all the expenses that occur with it. Now, in the situation where your parents are in charge, here's some of the conversation topics you want to have with them. First of all, you want to encourage them to be fiscally responsible. Now, they're retired, collecting Social Security and any other retirement income that they had saved up for. They want to enjoy their lives. They still need to be careful because of the unexpected costs that we've talked about. And they probably have some professional working relationships with bankers and investment professionals or accountants. These need to continue so that their financial health is always being checked. Second of all, you as a caregiver and they as your parents need to have a discussion on where you keep all the important documents. Very important that you know where insurance policies are, pension records, bank books. Again, God forbid something happens where one or both your parents are not able to assist you with financial matters and you have to step in and take over. You need to know where this information is. Third thing is you need to make sure that you also know passwords and passcodes because just a Social Security number alone doesn't usually work nowadays. Fourth, consider automatic payment or direct deposit options. I know our parents from a different generation aren't very comfortable with electronic transactions, but we are, and this is something that we need to make sure that we do manage for them. It's a lot easier. We have our, especially if you're a long-distance adult kid, and you can certainly direct deposit Social Security and pension funds to make things easier and less trips to the bank. The next topic, make sure that you're talking about future expenses. You need to go through some different scenarios and make sure that all options are discussed and researched way before a crisis or an incident occurs. All the legal documents need to be put in order. Does your parent have a durable power of attorney? Who is the healthcare proxy? These are very important matters that we'll discuss on another day, all these legal stuff. But these are documents you need to make sure that you have in order, because if they're not, then a state can take over someone's matters, assign a guardianship, and this is a messy situation. And again, we'll talk about this on another day. And now let's talk about you. There are some other resources available to you, just so that you know, in case that you do need some assistance and there is a crisis. You can go to the National Family Caregiver Support Program. They usually have funds there if you're eligible. I'll leave the link to that on our show notes. You can also go to the National Center on Caregiving. They've also established some funds there in case you may be eligible. And lastly, there's also something called the Elder Care Locator, which is a public service of the Administration on Aging, and they could possibly also provide some financial assistance. The important thing here is, as a caregiver, don't go about this alone. There are a lot of resources out there that can assist you in financial matters, even if you are the most savvy person out there. Elder law attorneys are very good with estate planning. They also can assist you with Medicare and Medicaid issues, fraud, and other legal issues. There are daily money managers that can assist in paying bills, balancing checkbooks, monitoring daily financial issues. Again, these are very good options for long-distance caregivers. There's also someone called the geriatric care manager, which is a professional who can also assist with some of the day-to-day issues. There are also public resources, social service agencies from the Social Security office can assist you with matters that are pertain to Social Security. You know, financial caregiving is a very complex task. So the best way to approach it is a step by step and be organized as you go through this. Document, work well with your siblings, and have a plan. But the most important thing, if anything, from today's conversation is have those conversations with your parents well in advance. Don't wait until it's too late. When there's a crisis, it's better to plan ahead and have these conversations in advance so it won't be so hard when it's time to make the tough decisions. So this is day two. Join us for day three as we go to the letter U in the word Y-O-U, and that is understanding your parents' needs. Hey, thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. This was episode 11. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. We would love to hear from you. You can also find the show notes and any references that I made in our website. Until we talk again, remember that our parents raised us. The least we can do is help raise them. Talk to you later.